let's come back to these pensioner bonds. It is interesting, this, because Osborne has announced that he's going to move the deadline for over 65s to apply till May, since he says the idea has proved enormously popular and successful. But should older people get a better deal than the rest of us? The commentary in Collins, Dot Gibson, is from National Pensioners Convention, both with us this morning. Morning to you, Ian. Morning to you, Dot.
Hello. Morning, Stephen.
Morning. What do you think, Ian? Are pensioners getting it too good now?
Well, if I didn't know differently, I'd think there was an election coming. Oh, hang on, there is an election coming up. Of course there is. What a lovely sweetener for the very people that are likely to be voting in that particular direction. Look, this is something that's going to cost an awful lot of money, subsidised by poor people in order to make reasonably well-off people a little more well-off. That's the headline here. That's what's happening. If you look at the poorest of pensioners, the people that really need help, it's probably not going to affect them at all. So you have queues of people. Computers crash, people try to sign up to this. And these are the very group that are actually the most statistically wealthy and opulent in the entire country. So we're helping people who can already help themselves to be a little more wealthy than they were before, in the vain hope that they may well vote for George Osborne and co at the next election. It's as simple as that.
Dot?
Well, I agree with that. It's an election bribe. And I agree with the point that it's between rich and poor and not between pensioners and young people.
Correct.
I mean, your guy got caught, Alastair got caught on that question, in my opinion, because immediately they thrash out at another section of society, which isn't the point. 59% of pensioners, that's 6.5 million, don't even pay income tax. And those who've got a bit of savings, they hope they'd have a bit of interest on the savings so that they get some money in their retirement. That's gone down. The bank interest rate is very low, so they're transferring it to bonds. It is an election bribe for those.
But should pensioners get it?
Well, I mean, why not? I mean,
because if you think of the unemployment that there is with 40 and 50 year olds now, if you think about how much 40 and 50 year olds have been squeezed during the recession, why can't they get a leg up too?
Not something I would do. I mean, I think the state pension should be higher and that these bribes should go out of the window. I mean, the point is that you know, it gives the impression that every pensioner is rushing out and buying a bond.
Collins, the wider issue here is, you know, are pensioners on the pig's back to a certain extent compared to the rest of us, and are they getting too many sweeteners?
Absolutely. I mean, you alluded to it on the last call, Stephen, with, you know, bus passes, winter fuel allowance. And all of that is fabulous. As a, you know, the notional idea of all of that is great. But when you look at the one group in the entire country that is more well-off than any other, it is pensioners. And that doesn't mean to say everybody's laying in a hammock in Barbados and enjoying their life royally as a result of it, but it is statistically the biggest group, and it's going to be subsidised by the poorest groups. Which
look, 6.5 million pensioners don't even pay to income tax. And only four. Look, the only very rich pensioners who pay the higher as 1%, 210,000 pensioners only pay, the higher rate of tax. 4.6 million pay their taxes at 41%. 41% of pensioners.
Let me bring in Alex and Lisburn.
Who are you talking about?
Morning, Alex.
Morning, Steve.
Morning.
Well, it just occurred to me, there's lots of people who work for private industry who've seen their pensions, the value of the pensions dropped out. And you get people in their 50s who are thinking of retiring 10 years, that maybe the mortgage is paid off, they have a bit of money they can save, if they're lucky enough. Should they not be getting assistance?
So
there's going to be a problem in 10 or 15 years when these people hit their 70s, they won't have enough money to keep themselves with.
So you're against the special treatment, Alex?
I'm not necessarily against it. I think it should be extended, possibly.
Yeah. Well,
I think, you know,
wouldn't be special treatment.
I think it should be extended.
Yeah. Tony in Lagmore. Morning, Tony.
Good morning. Listen, listen to a lot of it there. And I sort of agree to a certain extent of love what's been said. Now, but I've also noticed that the sort of limit on this is £10,000, you know, to start off with.
Yeah.
You know, how many poor pensioners are going to have £10,000?
Well,
you know,
well, the demand has been such.
£500.
The demand has been such, Tony, that he's had to extend it. He's bringing more and more people in. 600,000 people have signed up. More than a billion in bonds were sold in the first 2 days.
Yeah, Stephen, but how many pensioners are living abroad? Who has got plenty of money, you know, and aren't sort of distributing anything, anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, how many of them is there? You know, is it restricted to people who's living here?
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, this is the point, isn't it? The people that are signing up for this are people who are already reasonably wealthy. These are the financially savvy group of pensioners.
Yeah, but
we're just going to get a little more.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. But Ian and Dot, thank you very much indeed. Morning to you both. Thank you.